Can you say that again and then start? Let's get this started because I got something to say.
All right, Erica. Fuck you got to say?
I was just going to say that you kids don't know shit about hardship.
Yep, starting off hot.
Tell them, Grandma. Tell them.
Yes, Senora. Yes, preach.
Have you ever taken a shower with a bucket? Just a big old bucket and then a little bucket? That sucks. That fucking sucks.
What was a little bucket for? What was a little bucket for?
To pour on top of your head or your body. What was a
big bucket for?
To store all the water that you need.
So you put the big bucket, you fill the big bucket up and bring it in there?
No, it's already in there. You just fill it up there.
Well, I don't want to get into semantics. It sounds like you only need one bucket, though.
No.
You need two
buckets.
Logistically, the two buckets.
Okay.
Because how do you rinse yourself off?
I don't want to get in the weeds. Well, you're not dumping two buckets of water on yourself at the same time. You're doing it one at a time, right?
From what I'm understanding, the big bucket.
What the fuck is where happening?
I don't want to get into the weeds, but please.
What? I'm moving on. I can't. I'm sorry.
All right. Seems like your problem though.
Leave us all confused. Yeah. That's fine.
I mean, you're talking about these kids. They don't know about the two bucket system. One, you're not even explaining the two bucket system.
How are these kids going to know anything?
Yeah. Two, it's not their fault that they don't know the two bucket system. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then three, what the fuck is the two bucket system? Okay. That's all.
Oh my God.
The two bucket system.
I just got red.
Yep.
You know?
Leave those kids alone. They didn't do nothing to deserve your
my hatred.
Yeah, that's right. They're just kids.
You don't know shit about the two bucket system, Missy. That's me now. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, God, it's Tia Two Bucket again. Oh, my God. No. No. She's going to tell us about the two buckets.
Your three-year-old already walks out of the room when that comes up.
Here comes Tia Two Buckets.
Ah, shit. Just walks out. Here we go again.
Ah, shit. Small bucket and little bucket. I know.
But I don't, because when I ask questions, she goes, you don't even know.
Yeah, I'm like, well, what do you need two bucks? You don't fucking know anything about shit. I'm like, okay, sorry, senor.
Just like a weird rage.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I know plenty of senoras that were, like, really fucking hurt. And they, like, they were that way, like, for sure. You know, like,
you knew some, huh?
Oh, well. okay, whatever. But I don't even know what I was going to say.
There were some ladies in my church.
Like, just think about what they went through. Think about it.
But, go ahead.
Just some ladies in my church that got me thinking they were so mean. Like, I was, sometimes my parents would, like, not be there, be like, hey, you're going to stay with Miss Jenkins or Miss whoever. I was like, okay. And man, wow. There's no... She was not letting me. I was not fucking around with her, man. Like, God damn.
You know what, though? I bet she knew about the two buckets.
Yeah,
she knew. Yeah.
That's
she
the first time I ever
knew.
Heard about the two buckets. Miss Jenkins. What you know about the two buckets? It's like, I don't know anything. And then, just a boy.
Wow.
There's poverty shit. And I think when you're out of the tunnel, you laugh about it because it's fucking funny. When you're in it, ain't shit funny. Like,
it's not.
Shit is not funny.
Cold showers, no good. No good.
Bologna with a wax ring on
ew.
It?
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
The fuck out of here.
Nobody told me that you weren't really supposed to just eat that shit, too.
Oh, my God.
That's not really fair.
That explains a lot.
I was just eating wax, you know?
That's really fucked up for them to do. Yeah. But, what the fuck was I going to say? Now I'm thinking bologna.
You hate the kids because you had a... You had a hard life, so you're mad at the younger
kids.
Yeah,
I'm really mad at you, motherfuckers.
So you're really mad at them? Uh-huh, yeah. That's what you were saying.
You don't even know. We don't. Oh, the smell of fumigation is one thing that I cannot delete from
that explains
my
a lot.
Mind. Mm-hmm. You know?
You're not supposed to be present while that smell is there.
Yeah, it smells so bad. And if you know, you know.
All right, J-Lo.
What did she say? The turkey cheese. What did she
it's, say? Your, it's her orange drink.
Orange drink.
Orange drink.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, hit me up for real. The fumigation.
This came up recently. I told people that where I used to live, like we didn't have like a field to play like baseball and shit. So it was like two or three like parking lots that were sort of like end to end. So we would just like play baseball in this fucking parking lot. Like literally parking lot. Think like, and then I explained, I'm like, yeah, we'd find like syringes and use condoms and shit. And they looked at me like with pity, and I'm like, nah, it's funny. Like,
yeah.
Like, why aren't you laughing with me?
Someone obviously had sex there and then just left it. It's hilarious.
How else am I going to learn about heroin?
Yeah.
Oh man, yeah, yeah. You like fucking ride a rat to school, you know?
Yep. Still do.
Shit's crazy.
Original rat race. You guys just had a literal rat race.
Oh God. And let us not remember. Let us not forget that we had to buy really shitty clothing from stores like Discovery.
Let me ask you guys something.
DJ Maxx.
Did you guys have a shoe store around you called like Buster Brown or something? For real?
No.
I think it was called Buster Brown. Very cheap shoes. I got a pair of shoes for literally $5.
Damn. No,
that was our that Payless was Payless. Our shit.
But it was like Bust. I think it was.
Those
I could
hurt
be
my
wrong.
Feet real bad.
I could be wrong, but anyone that's from the South, it was called Buster Brown, and it was cheap ass shoes, and it had a mascot. I think
there's something really, really sad about cheap shoes. You know, like, because they're so important.
Yeah.
You know what makes it sad? You'd get clowned if you had cheap shoes.
Yes. Oh, God.
I remember being like a little kid and having to create like a whole narrative about the shoes that I had. Nah, you don't even know. These right here, I know they're not Nikes, but like they were made in the Nike factory. Yes. Like I just make shit up.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, Michael Jordan himself stitched these shoes.
You get creative. From Payless. I had like so many ill-fitting outfits because
still do.
Yeah, that was
shut the fuck up.
Wow, that one. Yikes.
Chop.
But that was a thing too, because I would get, if I could find something, Tommy shirt or Nautica or some jeans or something that was cheap, but two to four sizes too big.
Shout out to the collar didn't sit right or some shit.
Shout out to irregulars. Shout out still. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was on that shit, man.
Yeah. I had just like such like cheap thrift clothing that just did not fit well, you know, a lot of that. And you know, you do your best. You know?
You know who deserves all of our rage? The kids. Like, I grew up and I always felt like, oh, we're all poor. There would always be a kid who'd call me out for shit. Hey, man, is that an irregular Tommy shirt that you're wearing? I'm like, I'm just built irregular. Like, I'd have to argue that I'm just anatomically incorrect.
For me, too, it was really about the tag. Like, as long as it was real. Like, I would wear the most hideous, like, Nautica shirt. Like, I don't give a fuck. If it was cheap and it said Nautica on
but
the
legit,
shit.
But legit, yeah.
But it was legit. Like, yo, I'm wearing it, and it could be the ugliest shit in the world. I had some really ugly shirts. Really ugly shirts. But that shit was real, though. That's Tommy, motherfucker. Check the tag, you know what I'm saying?
I just remember I wore this terrible velvet black dress. Just didn't. It was poorly made, you know, and did not sit well. And I wore that to a fucking Nine Inch Nails concert.
And Trent Reznor stopped the show. I'm sorry, man.
Hold on.
Get her out of here. Get her. Security.
How fitting that is. Get her out of here.
Oh, my God.
That's definitely an irregular.
I did my best. And that was a great concert. And I sat by myself.
Because you were in that pitiful outfit.
With what were you wearing again? Can you explain your outfit?
It was like a black, long-sleeved, like bell-bottomed, you know, the sleeves. Arms.
Yeah. Yeah. You said you made this yourself? You said?
No. I bought it at like Ragstock or some shit, you know, back in the day when it existed. Makes me sad that it's not there anymore. Anyway. And then it was velvet. And the collar, it was like the neckline that was weird. You know, it just real deep.
Irregular.
It was irregular.
Definitely asymmetrical.
Yeah. It didn't look well made.
Isosceles triangle.
And then, oh my God. Yeah, it's like that. And then I was wearing these like wannabe Doc Martens that were.
They were not?
Not at all. Oh. And all I ever wanted was some fucking Doc Martens. You know, like that was my dream. It was sad how much I wanted that.
What else?
So those like knockoffs, it was like these very long combat boots. And then I think my hair was dyed black. And it was short.
And
this was me.
And so you went to this concert with people, and then when you sat down, there was a seat.
They left.
Length opening between you and everyone else at the concert, is what you're saying?
you'd also leave if she was wearing. Yeah.
Just because,
I'm not sitting by
like
that.
Dropping a bomb. You know?
And then they were just like, well, that's weird. Everyone, there's just like this one person, and they formed a circle around her.
Well, what I meant was that I didn't sit next to anyone I knew. I think what happened was I was like such a loner, and I was like, I'm just going to go, whatever, you know, and I bought myself a ticket, not even sure how, one of my stupid little jobs or something. And then later I learned that my friend was going, and so we went there together, but our seats were different. In different places. So that's how that went down.
I'm sorry I asked. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I'm sorry you asked too.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, welcome everybody to No Chingas and the sad, sad early chapter of Erica's life.
You got anything else uplifting like that shit?
Oh man, let's see.
The times
we
were just wearing a vest and just in the corner by yourself.
She's like, and I had to wear a potato my whole life.
Yeah. Oh man.
Not even a russet.
Yeah. Not even the burlap sack. Nope. It was the actual potato.
The actual potato.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Someone should make a movie about this.
About your potato dress?
Yeah.
I don't think they should.
There's already a movie called Tater Dress, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer Lawrence, I think, right?
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence. She's great, movie. Yeah.
In Tater Dress, she's fantastic.
Yeah, Tater Dress, amazing.
Add that to the list of No Chingas like properties that we
D's
have.
D's Nuts Academy.
Oh, yeah.
Tater Dress.
We should copyright this shit, man.
Oh, what's the dog one? Dr. Dog.
Dr. Dog.
Don't forget Dr. Dog. Saving lives.
Bruce Springsteen's.
Oh, yeah. He's been gone for a while.
Yeah, he's been gone for a while. Maybe he'll come back. Who knows? You know? Just
I hope he doesn't, but you never know. You never know.
America never dies. The flame will never be extinguished.
Buckets.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I heard my grandmother told me they took showers. 38 buckets. Every shower. Just
your two buckets during the depression? You don't even know.
You know what I mean? You don't even fucking know. There's a bucket shortage because we need so many fucking buckets to take these showers. Okay. It's just buckets on buckets.
Buckets were made out of human hair back then.
Buckets are worth their weight in gold.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Or else you couldn't take a shower.
Oh my God. You're wasting good material. Mm. You know?
On what? What would I use it on otherwise? Where would I get this off at? Like with my dumbass kids. They don't have this level of
sophistication to talk about. They understand buckets.
They don't have this level of sophistication.
I'm glad you said it because I've always been thinking about your kids. I'm like, you know what? These motherfucking kids ain't sophisticated.
No, they're not. They're not. No, they're smart as hell, but they're not sophisticated enough to engage in a real bucket shower conversation with me the way that our listeners can.
I think there should be a conference on this topic.
Oh, you know, I bet you guys are wondering. That's a good point. That's a good pivot. It's a good pivot, as Jorge would say. Because
who's not here? Because
he is at a conference.
Yeah, he's at a conference.
What is it? Some kind of shit? Like fucking.
So he's really, really into Sex in the City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but you could probably tell. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. They got some sort of conference in fucking Tulsa or some shit.
But it's not even, the weird thing is it's not even about Sex in the City. It's about their footwear.
Yeah, it's just all shoes and feet. So maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. I guess I just put that together a second ago, but I'm not sure.
Damn. You're
dropping an anvil on everyone right now.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you well. You know, go do that.
I don't, but cool.
He's been out for worse reasons, so you know, I think that's fine. Let him do him, you know. Is that saying? Did I say that right?
Yeah.
That Jorge do Jorge.
That was borderline racist.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, the way you pronounce it, I'm like, I don't know about this.
Jorge.
I'm like, we might have to stop the podcast right now.
It was hard to watch.
It felt
like there was disdain in what your pronunciation.
Yeah. Kind of felt both bad and good. It felt naughty when I said it. And I liked it.
Oh my goodness.
Good God.
Wow.
It just felt like I wasn't being woke anymore, finally. You know what I mean?
The woke
police want to come get me. If I want to say Jorge, like Jorge,
it's like liberating.
Then like I can. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because like you can't, you know.
Tom George.
You can't say anything anymore.
This wokeness is just really dividing us.
I swear to God, I can't say racial slurs to a person's face anymore.
Right. And if people get mad, what is this? It's dividing us.
Yeah.
That's what I say. Anyway. Fuck the woke police, am I right? Had enough of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and why would you want to give women rights?
That's just woke. Go back to sleep. Close your eyes. You know? Anyway, this is No Chingas. What are we about at this show?
Oh.
Talking mad shit.
We're a black and brown coalition trying to bring people together to fight white supremacy. And we basically make fun of white supremacy.
Very silly.
It's so ridiculous. It was probably at first. It was kind of funny. It's like, it was just so you're mad because you're different colors. And then it got really real, really fast sometime around colonialism.
Yeah. And I guess you don't want to call that silly.
It's not a little dismissive.
It started as
a basketball tournament, just black versus whites. Just the easy way to stick teams, and then all of a sudden it blew up. Who knew?
Oh wait, and the white people won.
No, they lost, so they got so mad. That's how racism started. That's actually the origin of racism.
Wow.
That's actually another movie I'm working on called The Origin of Racism. People don't know this in ancient times. Like, people talk about ancient aliens, blah, blah, blah. Okay, not true. There was an ancient basketball game.
Yeah, makes sense.
People were playing basketball, and then they got confused because they're like, I can't tell who's on my team. There's just black and white people ever. So the whites played on one team, and the blacks played on, and the blacks beat the crap out of the whites. Whites got mad, started racism. And then this is
And then the commentators made a point to say that one side was more cerebral.
Yep, yeah. It was right.
Yeah,
that's a movie I'm working on. I read a lot of books about this. I did my own research, and I'm pretty sure it's how racism started.
Your own research.
I did my own. Always a good thing when somebody opens with "I did my own research." Aaron Rodgers over here. I did my own research.
I promise you, they do not know how to do research. They watch someone on YouTube.
They watched the TikTok.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, Where were we at? We're No Chingas, and and I'm gonna introduce myself. What's up? I'm Roddy. You know what it is. I don't want to be here, but I feel like I got to be for the children because I got to give them game because it's crazy out there.
It is. I'm Erica, and I am really getting concerned about food waste these days. You know, like just very worried. And I see that I'm becoming my mother.
How much of the watermelon do you eat?
Almost all of it.
Okay. Because I remember...
Down to the nubs.
I would... Like, down to the nubs.
She eats canned watermelon nubs. It's actually crazy.
Ooh. If that's the not the name I of like the podcast, it. I don't. This episode, like down to the nubs.
Down to the nubs. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that's me.
I am Martin Malecho, PhD in Pendejadas from Danny Trejo University. And lactose intolerance is a choice.
Mm. What right. a stance.
It's woke. It's woke.
Wow.
It's
woke.
Yeah. I ain't falling for that bullshit.
It's woke.
I don't care what you're in.
Like, allergies too,
your
right?
Your bowels tell you. That's woke. Fuck that.
I don't care what you be pooping. What's yeah. the Bible say?
What's the Bible say?
Read that.
I got homies who, like, when we're about to, like we order pizza or whatever, and then they're like, no, no, like, hold on. I have to go get my pill. I'm like, fuck you, bro. Like,
oh.
They make, like, a pre...
That's
like,
unattractive. That's, just don't
lactose
tell...
Lactose intolerance
Don't
pill.
Tell anyone. Just and do
I hope
secretly.
They're listening right now. So they I'm going to send this to them yeah. with this exact fucking timestamp and let them know, here's my thoughts about your fucking little... pill.
Just do it quietly. Have some dignity.
Or yeah, I would never tell anyone.
Nah, you know, it's mind over matter. Just I fucking take, get over it.
Before I hang out with people, do you know how many pills I take? Oh no, I'm not gonna tell you what they are.
Who are you, like scumbag guy or something?
No, I just to deal with y'all.
You know? Oh, I'm but, like, is this a new character?
But to save money, they're irregular. They're from TJ Maxx, and they're like in the bin.
Yeah, no, they're all the pills. You know, the pills I'm talking about are the ones from the gas station that mm-hmm. give you erections. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
I just take those.
Don't take those before the pot.
Yeah.
No, that's
just my
because it's already too hot to handle. You know, we don't want you. We don't want point. Any accidents. Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
he's got a no chance.
Pivot hard. I don't think I have a no chingas.
Okay, it's just been going so good.
No, it's not that. It's just that, like, I can't pinpoint a specific thing that I really want to talk about.
Okay.
You know, like just well, it's like a low simmering rage. Okay. It's always there.
Well, for the purposes of this podcast, let's pretend that you didn't say that.
Okay.
I'm just saying, and we do have something amazing to say.
Well, I know that my co-hosts always mm-hmm. have, mm-hmm. you know, very meaty topics.
I do. This is actually
and thighs.
Speaking of meaty, well, that's true too. Speaking of meaty,
yes.
I don't want to comment.
I do have a no chingas, and I normally don't like to, like, you know, I normally don't bring this dude up, but the big stinky orange man mm-hmm. is in court. Former president. Can you believe that?
Tangerine canker sore?
Yeah. For yeah. so many this
is,
crimes.
This is the
so many.
This is the one where he used campaign money to pay off Stormy Daniels and another person to say to so they wouldn't talk about the affair that he had with them.
Porn star, right?
Stormy Daniels is a porn star. That one's a Playboy playmate. I don't know if that's the same thing. I think there's different categories. I have to look
yeah.
it up.
Yeah, because you know. I think a porn star is like they have sex and like a Playboy models could just model, right?
Well, either way, they
but they're like sitting next to each other. They're cousins.
They're cousins. Yes, they well, these two women saw Donald that orange guy's penis and so but yeah, so but he paid them off, you know, with money so they'd be quiet. It's a catch and kill story. They use the National Enquirer to buy the stories. It's really crazy and like just like a movie, crazy shit that he definitely did. He's admitted to doing it. He's been like his defense is like I'm allowed to do that, this sort of thing. Anyway.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, that's important, but here's the most important thing. It's been reported that an aquarium was falling asleep and also just like farting a lot.
Oh my God.
And it really stinks. Like it's affecting his lawyers and stuff.
No.
I just think normally I don't laugh at old people farting and stuff like that. You know what I mean? They get a pass for me. You know?
They've earned it.
Yeah. Normally. Like, if you notice, old people will just fart in front. They don't give a fuck. They'll fart in front of you. Like they don't care.
Erica's doing it right now.
Yeah. You know, so
not true.
But yeah, but this is absolutely hilarious. That his own lawyers are like gagging at his
old literally man gagging. Farts.
That's what I read.
So
wow, that's intense.
I'm slapping the biggest allegedly in front of this just for legal. But there are rumors that because of his alleged drug issues, that he is relatively incontinent. And again, I would not say shit about anyone who just, you know, this happens to people and it's unfortunate and, you know, whatever, you deal with it.
It's a big fascist clown, though.
But so I get to talk shit, if you're a big fascist clown.
Yeah.
But apparently, like, on different shows, The Apprentice and other things, like, people who are, like, in the know are like, no, dude, like, literally shits himself constantly all day. Like, smells like shit to the point where they didn't have to stop production. And,
what
like,
the fuck?
Like, and people would, like, it was a running joke, and people knew about it. And that is a hostile work environment. Listen,
I love getting, now this is this is a real podcast. We're in an alleged territory.
Yeah.
And we're just talking about it, but I love it. I'm with it. He stinks. I know he smells. You can tell.
I mean, look at the guy. Look at the man.
Oh my God, though. That's so revolting.
Yeah.
It seems like so metaphorical, you know?
No,
like,
it's real.
He's just, it's like rotting like inside. Well,
actually, another congressman, like a Republican congressman, the one that like kind of flipped on the GOP, Adam Kinzinger
or whatever.
He wrote in his book that he smells too. Donald Trump be stinking.
Oh shit!
Certified. He be stinking. So that's just.
He looks like it.
He just he looks. Like
I assumed,
smells.
But I didn't know it was like that. Yeah,
I
like,
didn't know he just pooped
fresh
his pants.
Shit all the time.
He's probably, if you've met him, he probably pooped his pants right in front of you. Just think about that. Or he was just holding one in his dipe.
His what?
Why was in his he was holding one in his in, he
that's
had a little,
what they say out there.
He had a little dirty dipe while he was shaking hands out there. Just,
oh my
just,
God. What? How is this our reality? You know, how did this happen to us? God damn!
It is. We are potentially going to elect this man for the second time as president of the United States, we as in mostly white folks. And a shit ton of, like, a growing number of fucking Latinos. I will put us out there.
Self-hating.
Yeah.
Yuck. We don't like you.
At all.
We never will. But, damn, he smells like shit.
Because shit's just out on the scene, wherever he's at.
And people, like, venerate this person. I bet he doesn't even wash his hands.
No.
He's a psychopath. The psychopaths don't wash their hands.
Oh my God.
Is there research on that? Because now I'm very curious. Do psychopaths wash their hands?
There was a girl in my office at this place I worked at. It was terrible. I hated it. It was at the Sears Tower. Maybe I even mentioned it, but it was this white chick who was like so fucking annoying, and I like just literally could not stand her. She was just unbearable as a person, you know, like super entitled, spoiled, just shitty.
Yeah, two sides to every story. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, you know,
it's your side.
I'd like to talk to her.
I can make that happen if you'd like.
Please call Megan. No.
And so she wouldn't wash her fucking hands. And here she was thinking she was a princess. And this bitch would not wash her hands. Like, she would go to the bathroom. We happened to be there at the same time. And she would just, like, wet her little fingers, like, real fast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what she would do.
That gave me the fucking heaves, man.
And one time I had it with this bitch, and she said to me, you know, I had beans for my lunch and I was heating them up because that's what señoras do, okay? And she looked at my beans and she was like, oh, are those beans? And I was like, yeah.
What gave it away? The fact that they're beans?
Yeah, exactly. She's like, oh, I've never had those in my life. I was like, bitch, what? Like, what? Where in the world do you get off? You know? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's why I couldn't stand her. And so when she didn't wash her hands one day, I was like, oh, you're not going to wash your hands, huh?
So you confronted her.
Yeah, I did. I did. I had it. She was such a little bitch.
Oh, man. What did she say to that? That's amazing.
She's like, oh, yeah, I did.
I wish I was there. Oh, man.
That I'm like, amazing. No, you wet your fingers.
Did she come back in and wash them fully, or did she just walk out?
She just walked out.
In all fairness, your fingertips are where most of the bacteria are going to live. So yo, I'm gonna back her up on this.
Oh my god!
And also, I'd like you to know that that is like 88% of our entire gender.
Ew! Like, you guys are so motherfucking gross.
I want to stand at the door.
Ew!
No, I actually don't. But like I was gonna say with like a clicker, and just count the
Someone
number.
Someone should do research.
Oh, on dudes who wash their hands.
I saw this Far Side comic one time where it was like a dude walked out in a restaurant. The bathroom alarm went off and just said, did not wash hands on top. And I think that's a great idea. Like, have little alarms, like little identifiers, didn't wash hands.
To be fair, it says employees must wash hands. Right. And last time I checked,
I didn't work there.
Mm-hmm. Fuck y'all.
I feel you.
You know, my toddler doesn't want to wash her hands. First, she was obsessed with washing her hands, and now she doesn't want to. But you know what? I make her because she's not going to be a fucking psychopath, you know?
Or is this all propaganda, like, put together by Big Soap?
Yep.
Oh.
Big Soap. And you fell for it, and I'm refusing to wash my hands.
Honestly, is a Big Soap, like, for real. Like, I'm sure it's, like, one of the big conglomerates owns, like, all the soap.
Yeah. So,
what's up, Big Soap?
If y'all want to advertise.
If you want to advertise. You know? If not, fuck y'all.
Yeah. We're here.
I just want to advertise for Big Soap.
not a brand. Not a brand. Like, let's just clarify. Just
Big Soap checking
in. Just Big Soap.
Clean them fucking hands.
Although, how cool would it be if No Chingas had their own brand of soap and it was just called
Big Soap
and it was just a big ass bar of soap?
Oh, we need merch.
Yeah.
What the fuck? We're not. Yeah. We're fucking up.
Yeah, we got so many brilliant ideas.
Merch.
Too many brilliant ideas.
Brilliant.
I mean, imagine rocking a No Chingas shirt with an Italian beef on it, real wet.
You know who's eating that beef?
Dry.
Dr. Dog.
Dr. Dog. Wow.
You know what he did before he ate that beef? Washed his hands.
Yep.
Oh my God.
He's a doctor.
With Big Soap.
He's a doctor.
You know where he graduated from?
His paws, actually, not his hands.
Do you know where he graduated?
Dr. Dog needs disposable thumbs.
Tell me.
These Nuts Academy.
Oh,
got him!
All right.
Got him.
It's been a few episodes since we got you. But it's a good day. It's a good fucking day.
I always fall for it. I'm like, wait, and then what happened?
Yeah.
Wow.
We actually talk before the episode often, and we're like, "There's no way she falls for this. There's no way." And guess what? Every time. Fucking fall for it.
Yeah, I guess I'm the most gullible here. It's true. What can I say?
Anyone got another No Chingas?
This one's old, but I had it in the like in my back pocket, so I'll pull it out. This is the headline from the AP article. Michigan GOP lawmaker falsely claims that buses carrying March Madness teams are, quote, illegal invaders. They were in Detroit, and he just assumed that these were immigrants who were coming, and he needed to call that out. Illegal invaders, again, is what he called them. Anybody who is not white is an illegal invader. So Yeah, that's where we're at.
Those people are so ugly inside and always outside.
There's not matches. A lot of like, that's a good point. There's not a lot of super hot racists.
No, name one hot racist. Audience. See?
Well, you know, listeners, chime in.
Yeah.
What about
let us know.
They it just doesn't go together.
Who's a good racist? What about is Clint Eastwood racist?
Oh yeah.
Hey, he was a good looking fella.
Okay.
Right.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. Got you. I win. Done.
This category is called hot racist.
Hot racist. Racist.
Yeah.
Yeah. That should be a coming to TBS category. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who else? There's got to be somebody
not,
else.
There's just not because they're racist. They mad.
Yeah.
It all starts off with them being mad. They mad.
Their spirit is rotten, you know?
Right. And it turns ugly on the outside. Bad skin.
Yeah.
A lot of bad skin in the racist community. If I was selling skincare products, I would target the racist community.
Yeah.
Explicitly.
You know, we were talking about like irregular clothes if you're poor, buying it from like right. TJ Maxx. Right. Their whole face, they have irregular faces and irregular being.
I would have, like, if you want to sell some ill fitting t-shirts,
yeah.
Sell it to some racists. Oh man, they're like the man.
Yeah.
We should like start custom fits. Yeah, we should start a marketing thing where we just like, what do you want to sell to
Ray? And all the shitty like shirts? Bruised produce.
Yeah, like you know? Like shitty. Yeah. You want some shitty socks? Shitty.
Yeah, racists like really itchy.
Socks. Yeah, they love dumbass.
Yeah. We give these ideas out for free though. Like, isn't that wild?
I know.
We just throw that
We're
shit out there.
We're trying to make the world a better place.
Damn.
You know,
but I'm just saying, like, all of this is like lucrative, and we're just throwing it out to our listeners.
No, but they actually do like the grifters, the far right GOP grifters, do sell a bunch of shit to their constituency and rip them off with all kinds of shit, all the time. It's like, hilarious, yes.
Like Bibles.
Yeah, like the Trump Bible,
the Trump fucking Bible.
God. Like
everything's a grift. It's hilarious. So like, yeah, that's part of why they're doing. Like, you ever wonder like they're so vile, like why are they doing this? Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's like politically it's suicide. Da da da. They can make some money off of this shit.
Yeah.
Like people are getting paid off of this shit.
Well, that's why occasionally you'll see like a person of color, like the Candace what's her face?
Owens.
Candace Owens and like all these other assholes, and I'm like, oh
yeah,
you're trying to get
paid.
You're trying to get the bag. Like you're trying to get the racist bag. Like you're trying to sell like what is the guy who sells the pillows on
My pillow
guy.
Fuck this shit up.
Like you're trying. You saw that he's making maybe a little scratch, and you're like, I'd like a piece of this.
What cost though? You know,
you're sold, but it's fine.
That's
Candace Owens. A lot of people are really mainstreaming her. Oh, probably because she's a woman of color, and they think they could do that. But her ideas are fucking bullshit. She's super racist, and she hates herself. It's obvious. Obvious.
What happened to
I would date myself.
What was her childhood like?
But she's it's pretty good. But she's really mainstream. I mean, especially on like a lot of the black hip hop podcasts. I mean, she'll just be on there.
Her parents didn't love her.
I mean, something
terrible.
Someone posted like her like baby shower picture. Someone's just all like,
oh yes,
white
I
women
saw
in
it.
Big hats.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, my god!
It's like all it was. It was like 15 white women in big
Kool-Aid.
Dumb hats. Yeah,
white women in big hats.
Wowzers! That sounds like a nightmare to me.
Yeah,
it's coming to CBS in the fall.
No, I think SNL did a sketch about like white, like the big headed white women. It's like a lot of those women was in that picture. That's it.
Damn.
And then maybe like her sister, there's another woman of color. It might have been, you know, just because they happen to be part of her family.
Yeah.
So she's like, I guess LaQuisha can come to my wedding. She's my cousin, but otherwise I wouldn't allow it.
Was she like way off to the side on the photo?
Back. She was in the back.
Yeah, okay. I thought so.
Someone should write fiction loosely based on her.
Yeah.
Not me, because I can't do
got
that.
We're
got
in.
Better shit to do.
But someone
Roddy,
else
Roddy
do
and
it.
I are in. We're good. We're gonna do this.
I write a lot of fiction.
Uh huh.
Fake fan fiction.
Fake fan fiction.
Of racists, where I pretend. No, I'm just joking.
FFF. You haven't heard of it? FFF. Fake fan fiction.
God.
Come on, man.
I'm not following.
You tend not to.
It's too deep.
Mm-hmm.
This is Chingaderas, and it's the time that we talk about whatever, like we normally do, but we just call it a different thing.
Chingaderas.
So it's
you're saying it weird.
It's a free for all.
It's Chingaderas.
Chingaderas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you said.
I've been trying to train my mouth to pronounce it your way.
I keep working on it. Okay.
Okay. All right. So I got some questions from you all out there. And here, how to navigate microaggressions in spaces where brown leadership isn't prevalent?
With macro responses.
That's like some work shit, basically.
Yeah.
Nothing was worse than going through all the DEI trainings in 2020 and then getting microaggressed upon, like, the moment after you just explained what the fuck a microaggression was. Like nothing was more annoying than that. It was just, like, hilarious. Damn. And the people, it just reminds me of, like, those days at work where the DEI trainings were, like, coming really hard. And if you're in a place with all white folks and, like, white leadership, they're just, like, laughable. They're hilarious. So, yep. Like, one of two things happened. Like, one, they're either, like, they always, like, turn to you. They're, like, so, anyway, like, it was really kind of fucked up what happened with the police that day. Roddy, what do you think about that? And I'd be like, man, I don't want to talk to you about this. or they just, like, they're like, we know what to do. We're going to, like, so it's like this really weird,
damn,
fucking
man.
Terrible. It's super annoying to me. To me personally, it annoys the fuck out of me. It's like one of the worst.
Yep.
So with that being said, for me at work, it's about building that coalition, you know, like build with whoever there is, their color is one. And also like allies and stuff like that. And then, you know, have people that can understand what you're trying to tell them. At least have people on your side that know the story. Like otherwise you're going to feel like a crazy person. So they have to understand your story, or you feel like you're super going out of your mind. That's my advice, because I work a lot in offices like that. I don't know. I'm sure, Erica, you have some.
Yeah. It's stuff that you just kind of internalize. You just absorb it and keep going sometimes because you don't know better. I mean, looking back on my life, I'm like, wow, yeah, there were so many moments where some shit was messed up. And I let it happen. And even though I think of myself as a person who's always like, you know, considering what's right and all of that, but sometimes we don't see it for what it is.
You called that chick out for not washing her hands. You stood up
to that. I did. I did. And you know, I've had many moments like that where I'll say some crazy shit because I can't stand it, you know? But it's just an exhausting thing to have to always consider. And I can understand that, you know, at sometimes you're just like, I'm going to let it go. Cause I can't right now, you know, like you're living your life. You need to, you know, tend to people, kids, husband, wife, I don't know, whatever. And you don't have fucking time for that, you know, to really make it into a bigger issue. So it's just like you have to choose wisely, I suppose. You can't do it all.
Yeah.
You just can't.
It takes energy.
It takes so much out of you.
There is no one size fits all answer to a question like this because it depends in with the context matters, right? How, like, it's about survival. A lot of us are trying to get by in these spaces. And it's like, for some people, they feel they can push in certain spaces and they can't push because there are consequences to that. So
that is that money,
perhaps. Right? Like I have kids who've grown accustomed to, you know, eating regularly. And so like, I don't fault anybody. So if you feel empowered, then my advice is always right. Like if you feel empowered and protected, like you're not, nothing, like fucking swing hard, right? Like you get a microaggression because sometimes explaining to somebody else that you experience a microaggression feels like gaslighting. Like you're, as you're explaining, they're like, but did they really mean that?
Like, in that way.
In that way. How do you know? I'm like, motherfucker, because I've existed for years and I've seen this before and I understand the way that this works.
Like when this one rich white guy compared my situation to being kicked out of his, or not allowed to play tennis at his tennis club.
It's kind of dead on though.
You're talking about being like undocumented?
No.
Good comparison.
That is a good, I kind of, nailed it.
It's a long story.
But I mean, I don't know, that guy's a thinker in my book, but you know, that's just me.
He's looking for an analogy that applies to him. Because it's got to apply to him.
But
yeah, that was pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, I started cackling, you know.
Right. It's crazy because it's hilarious. It's a battle between sort of your mental health, like how you feel, like you. So, cause there's situations where I feel like I got it. Like I can't.
Yeah, I can't
like let this shit go.
It depends,
For me, like, I can't wake up the next day and be like, man, you just let these moments. So, like, I get, like, I've had a job where I kind of took it all the way before. And I ended up having to quit just because, like, you know, it was, they couldn't do shit to me, right? Because they knew they were wrong. But at the same time, it was like, I really couldn't work because, like, you know, the motherfuckers that was fucking with me were, like, directly my boss or this or that. So it's like, you know, you have to, then it was just like untenable, right? So it was like, I know they're not gonna go, this sucks for me, so I gotta get the fuck out of it, right? So it's like, I didn't necessarily win that one, but I look back on it and be like, well, at least I let these motherfuckers know, like, you know, maybe they're not gonna try somebody next time like that and do what they did to me, you know what I mean?
That's always the like, I'm in the same camp where I'm like, more often than not, I'm just going to say it directly to your fucking face that this is the case and this is what I saw and I'm going to talk some shit back. That said, that is not possible for most people, right? And as a result, can I offer up fighting fire with fire? So if you're getting a microaggression, shoot one back.
I mean, I usually do that.
Use your señora skills.
Yeah, shoot. Passive aggressive sarcasm. Ooh. Like, it's all there.
Our moms taught us, okay? Yeah. So just pay attention.
I love doing that. Leave them thinking, like, wait, did they just...
Wait, did I just get shit on?
Is that about me? Or yeah. Did she not like my Skechers?
Yeah. Wait. Was that a real compliment about my shoes?
Yeah. It's a great. That's a great.
Get
that's
them,
actually,
like, thinking about themselves, you know?
Yeah, that's a great tip. Versus taking it all the way. Although they just didn't back down, so it was crazy. Like, I didn't either, but like that's probably better what you just said.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, Betty, sometimes, you know, I like food that is not seasoned.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. You know, I so constantly, today, every day I'm eating food that's seasoned very well. So occasionally, like for the palate, it switches it up. So I appreciate when you bring
for
something
a reset.
To the, thanks for bringing that to the potluck.
Brought these wings with no sauce on. It's interesting. It's interesting.
Rubbery.
Yeah.
Okay. So another. I've got some more questions.
I think we nailed that one.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You're welcome, by the way.
We just gave you all the game that you needed. Well, some of these are just like little snippets, and I'm not sure what to make of them. But someone says, regarding imposter syndrome... And I think we love this topic.
That's it. That's all they wrote?
Yeah. Maybe they just want us to talk about it.
I don't
want to
talk about it.
But we've given the like ultimate solution, which is just like Mark Wahlberg does not have imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
Why are you worried about anything? Stop.
Yeah, don't.
I think I got it. Thanks.
Just don't do it. Yeah. Just don't have it.
So your advice is just do what Mark Wahlberg does? Great advice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think you got it.
You should get a degree.
Except for the hate crimes?
Yeah.
Like, maybe stay away from the hate crimes that are in his past. Just don't do that.
Okay.
But otherwise, like, obscene confidence that you have not earned, do it. You do it.
Just believe in yourself, even if you don't have the skills. Isn't that how, like, people end up killing patients?
You know, like, no, but I
by believing in yourself without having the skill.
Yeah, shit, man.
I've seen it. I've definitely, woo. There's definitely a thing. I've worked with white people that carry themselves as if they, like, are, like, curing cancer, you know.
With gravitas?
Yeah, just with, like, that they have figured, and it's just, like, it's so obvious. Like, if you know the business, you're like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And it's so obvious, but people... Yeah. But just the way they carry themselves with their white
clothes. But that's clothes.
People are like, oh,
but
shit.
But that's a secret, and it's I don't know.
It's a big thing. I see it a lot.
Wow.
A lot.
If you present yourself as though you know what you're talking about, apparently that goes a long way, because most of us
if
will see.
If you look a certain way.
Well, yeah, being exactly. White, being white is like 95% yes. of yeah. it.
That'll like, get
well,
you to the finish line.
White, he might know what he's talking
yeah.
about.
Everyone yeah. is an authority. You right. know? Like, what the right. fuck? And then you come along, they're like, are you sure?
But you don't know? You feel like if you're ever sitting in those spaces where you hear somebody say something that's absolute so fucking strange. Nonsense, and I shit you not, I do, it feels like a weird sitcom where I'm like, I look around the room and I'm like, yeah. am I the only motherfucker who fucking understood, like just yeah. saw what I saw?
That's a way to
And everybody else yeah. is nodding in agreement with the person. I'm like, he literally used sprinkled in buzzwords and said zero things.
Yeah, if you have a coworker and someone does some dumb shit like that and you look around and they don't make eye contact with you, and being like, oh shit, that was dumb. Then, you know, they're not on the team. Like, did you?
No.
yeah, no. Like, yep.
yeah.
I'm looking
you
around being like,
people.
Did you see that dumb shit that this dumb motherfucker had to say? And then he's walking around like he did some shit because he got suspenders on under his little suit. You know what I mean?
That's why you have to make a friend. Although sometimes there's no one, honestly.
Yeah.
I love finding a partner, you know, a work partner, but
sometimes you got to go to that Nine Inch Nails concert by yourself, you know.
Yeah, so. That's right. I would do it again in a heartbeat. I've done many things by myself. I love going to the movies by myself. I don't know why.
There is nothing better in those situations where you see the absurdity of something and you need, like, to make sure that you're not completely gaslit and actually, like, fall victim to, like, I guess maybe I'm the only one who does, like, maybe I'm wrong. Yeah. Everybody else, like, to find, like you're saying, find someone else who's sort of like, oh, I'm just going to jump on this Slack chat real quick. And then while, like, well, hey, you seeing this shit? Yeah, man, this motherfucker, there's an actual back and forth.
It's truly important
if you can
to
find
know
that, yeah.
that someone else has seen yeah. that, because sometimes they will make you think
yes.
that you, like, what happened didn't happen. Like, for real.
And that everything is normal, and it's
not. I've seen it so many
firsthand.
Times.
Yep.
It is, yeah. like, fucking crazy. So it's very nice to have someone that can validate that for you. Usually, it's other people of color. But if it's not, you know, there are other people out there that can see that and will, you know, step up and be like, did you see that? Like, you know, it, like, you could kind of poke around, because that at least helps you know. That's what I'm saying. Like, between, like, your mental health stuff, like, you need to know if you're going crazy or not, because you feel like you're going crazy when I do that shit.
I think that's why I needed to find a Latina therapist. A few years ago, I realized that I needed to make that change. I was seeing a white woman. She was older. Really great therapist, but I felt like she wasn't really understanding the cultural
context.
She didn't get the buckets.
She didn't get the buckets.
You know?
She's like, what do you mean? She's like, but there's two buckets?
Yeah. And so although she was lovely and was able to help me through really tough times, I was like, I have to find someone who understands where I come from. And so I found that person, and it's just so great not to have to explain and to be validated when, you know, I say that something's racist or you know, misogynist, whatever. Like, I don't have to convince her of it. Like, she understands it. Mm-hmm. And that makes me feel really seen. And so I feel like if you're able to find a therapist who, you know, is like you in terms of your identity, whatever that may be, yeah, like, maybe you would feel more at ease and you could, you know, explore the different layers of what you feel.
Can I offer a counter to that? Uh-huh. Like, in terms of, like, if we're looking at the workplace situation,
mm-hmm.
there's also the scorched earth approach. Hear me out. So there's stages to this. Stage one is you see somebody who's full of shit, who maybe, like, throws these microaggressions around, and you ask somebody a simple question like, hey, what do you think of Gary?
Oh.
And then listen. Yeah. Yeah. And that will give it away like, oh, they see that Gary is full of shit and they know the little things that he's done. And so now if you see that, you know it's safe to be like, oh, let's talk mad shit about Gary.
It's fun.
And then start planning that shit all around the fucking office or wherever you happen to work and be like, hey, man, did you notice Gary smells like shit?
This is
like,
true.
I would just go fucking hardcore, like just burn that shit down.
This is true office warfare.
Gary can go to hell.
I'm familiar with your craft. This is true office warfare, sabotage.
Yes.
Total war.
Damn.
That's scorched earth. That's what that is. So if you want to go there, just realize
respect.
99% of your job will be talking shit and juggling all of this, which is it's kind of fun sometimes. It can kind of wear you down.
Are you ready for that?
Sometimes it's better just to do your job. But sometimes this can be hilarious.
This is fun, though. It's like some Sun Tzu shit. Like,
it's just if you had enough, then you can go. Yeah, it's just like you can go out, you know, stab yourself through the heart at the end after you've scorched earth, you know what I mean? And just get out of there. You know? But you could take everyone with you if you wanted to.
Damn.
I mean,
it's sound advice. We're just giving you options.
We like to give options. Exactly right. We like to not, like, why would we just give you one when you can, you know, you can choose.
Plenty of things you could do.
Yeah. Scorched earth is just one. All right. This is C. Chinguez. We are negative, terrible people who talk about negative, terrible things. And we'd like to end it with something less terrible. So... this is Chinguez.
It's dessert. Okay. this after is a terrible meal, mm-hmm. you have like a nice dessert.
At the same restaurant?
Yeah.
This analogy is falling apart before my eyes.
She eats at Dairy Queen a lot, oh so it's like God. The food is so-so, but then the ice cream's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. That's a place.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. It's like that.
That's to. A place.
There you go.
Thank you.
Well, I will begin... I've been reading this book. Well, I listened to it, and then now I'm reading it because I'm a nerd, and I want to absorb it.
You don't consider the listening also reading?
I need a profound understanding of this,
okay.
And that's why I'm doing it. Okay. And it's called Break the Cycle, and it's by Dr. Mariel Bouquet, and it's... It's a comprehensive healing guide to shedding intergenerational trauma and stepping into a legacy of abundance and peace. And it's really intense, but I think it's really, really important in that it asks you questions that perhaps you never considered. And I feel really... moved by it, and I'm gonna do some of the worksheets. They give you assignments, and you know how I love assignments, and so that's cool. And I feel like a lot of us can really benefit from this kind of wisdom. I mean, she's a doctor, and she knows so much about holistic healing. It's really incredible. So. Just big fan.
What's it called?
Break the Cycle.
Did you ever bring up, or because this was given to me recently, and I started reading it. I'm not through it, but it kind of falls along the same lines. The Pain We Carry.
Yes.
Healing from Complex PTSD for People of Color.
It's very similar to
okay,
that.
Okay, that's what I was gonna ask you, like, what the distinctions are, or like what the differences are.
You talked about that one, I'm sure.
I have talked about that one, and that one's also great.
If you're into that kind of stuff.
I mean, she also has assignments, but they're different, you know, and she has meditations. I think that book is amazing as well, and it really got me thinking about so many different things. And so I think both of them are great together.
Gotcha.
And
have you considered walking it off?
Mm-hmm. Well,
maybe rubbing some dirt on it, perhaps?
Yeah, you know, I've tried that. you know, I also tried, you know, illicit substances and things, you know, trying to address whatever the fuck that was. But yeah, it just does not work. I know it's crazy that walking it off hasn't worked, right?
Have you walked it out, though?
Yeah.
What's that?
Walk it out. West side, walk it out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
East side, walk it out. All right. Well, you got to see Chingiz because you missed something. It's weird. Normally, you do like to brag about yourself, but you won like some sort of award from your alma mater or something like that. Big time.
Oh, yeah. Big time deal.
I saw it. It's a very substantial looking award.
It was a cool award. It was from UIC here in Chicago, and it was the leadership award.
Rising Star.
I
saw it on there.
Yeah, and it just really acknowledges all the work that I've done, and I feel very grateful for that. That was pretty cool. So thank you, UIC. I like that you see me. It's nice. And also, another thing is that I am receiving an honorary doctorate in humane letters, which for me, that title is amazing. I think it's fucking cool. And from the new school. And I'm kind of shocked.
So will you be a doctor after it's all said and done?
Yeah, I could give medical advice.
So like on an airplane when they go, we have an emergency, yes. We need a doctor? Like,
it has something to do with letters, though. My doctors.
Yeah. There's
letters I can inspect. Is that what you'll say?
Yeah, that sounds like me.
To a heart attack.
Are they humane?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
If so, I'm your person.
Oh. Ma'am, we think he's dying of a heart attack.
I could write a poem about it, you know?
I'll reflect upon this later.
I'll feel deeply.
His dying hand fluttered to his chest. In a final gasp, he said, "Help me." And wow. I couldn't.
And everyone would be like, what a humane letter that was. Wow. Is she some sort of doctor in this shit? And you'd be like, yep.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
And then she tosses her scarf over her. Yeah.
That's what I have no idea about honorary doctors, but I think that's what happens. Right?
Yeah.
And that's what you can claim now.
I can do all of that. Mm-hmm. I can prescribe medicine, you know.
Cool.
Shit like that.
Cool. You can make a lot
of
money.
Give you advice.
You can make a lot of, illicit dough.
Okay.
He's just like, why is this doctor of humane letters keep writing all these Percocet prescriptions?
Don't worry about it. Just give me my Percocet.
Oh my God. Jesus. I am not a doctor. I won't be a doctor. It's just a nice recognition.
Your mom is really disappointed right now.
Legal.
The moment you said that.
I want legal to know that I'm not putting us in danger, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
Not a real doctor. Not a doctor at all. In fact, but still cool, right?
But you're honorary. We should honor you as one.
Yeah. Treat me like when
you were a kid and your parents are like, you're gonna be a doctor, right? They want to honor you like one.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Be nice to me about it.
Yep. Okay? That's what it means. That's what it means.
Okay. I'll honor you as much as I honor Dr. Dog.
That's a fucking compliment.
No, it is. I respect his work.
I never thought you'd say anything like that.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I have a Si Chingiz. One of them is the show Fallout on Amazon, which is based on the video game that I never played. I had zero interest in the show, and I put it on, and it was so weird that I kept watching. And then it went from weird to like, I'm like, oh, this is pretty fucking good. The name is Fallout. So it's based on the video game in which apparently a nuclear war goes out in California. And it's based in California, at least this season is. And so these groups of people who live in these vaults are sort of like one of the featured players. And it's a level of like, it sounds really terrible. And it is, it's a like dystopian wasteland after like a, you got these ginormous roaches and you have,
oh my God,
like,
no,
this, they look like zombies and people who, it's all that stuff.
No.
But it's done with humor. And I fucking, I'm really liking the fucking show. That's wow. One. So I don't want to give too much away, so I'll just leave it at that. And then the second one is, you guys just witnessed this. I coined a term. I just coined a term. I went into the bathroom and I came out and I had a epiphany. Mm. Not an epiphany. It's just an epiphany you have when you're going to the bathroom, when you need to go pee.
When you're pissing.
Yeah. And I had one. And it was
my ideas come at that time.
Okay. Hmm. It's a very limited amount of time in your day. Unless.
No, you just get a spurt of inspiration because you're like.
Literally, don't say spurt. Literally a spurt.
Oh, man. No.
Hey-o.
God damn it.
Well, you can cut down the time considerably if you're doing your Kegels.
It's true.
Mm.
Yeah. Or if you just hold it in for a long time and then you pee for like 2 minutes. A lot can happen in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
With that sweet, sweet sound of the pee just hitting the water.
Do you think that's what triggers the great ideas? The like your piss hitting the ceramic toilet, just like that brings all the good ideas.
I think Einstein talked about that.
I'm exaggerating, first of all. I also get ideas when I'm washing my hands.
Men have never gotten ideas.
Yeah.
That's
like, what?
Yeah. Hmm. Or walking. Walking is a big one. I'll start writing as I walk or stop. Yeah, like Virginia Woolf and shit, you know?
Maybe supervise your kid instead of writing down your ideas.
Instead of letting some other woman raise
she's running and across
a writer.
My
child.
How can you be a mom and a writer at the same time?
Yeah, that doesn't...
Explain yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess I have to choose one, huh?
That's right. This podcast is taking a huge pivot. Like, you know, radio stations used to just change what they're playing. We're doing this shit now.
Damn.
Women should either work or raise kids. Pick one.
I mean, it's sound advice. It's sound advice.
You know, if I
multitasking
didn't work,
isn't a thing.
If I didn't work, I would be so miserable.
Because you hate your kid.
Yep. No. No. We pivoted. Remember? Yep. This is facts.
All right. Whatever. I'm too tired to argue.
On the next episode of the Joe Rogan podcast,
I'm unraveling over here.
We'll unpack all this.
Yeah. I can't keep that up. All right. Well, I guess this is it. What should they do?
Like us, hug us from afar. Tell your friends, even the ones that you don't really like that much, and your primos, your primas, your primix. Is that how you say it?
Yeah. But what if they don't do that and or leave a 5-star review? Like, what can they do then?
Well. You could eat.
A what? What could they eat?
Shit soup.
Oh.
You tweaked it.
Yeah, I did.
And then where could they go after?
To Hades.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Another tweak, another edit from our poet laureate of the season.
Yeah.
What an honor.
I don't think you could improve on Keith Murray's say, but that was admirable.
You know, Edgar Allan Poe taught me.
Damn. All right. All right, Tia. Two buckets.
No change.